Vavustik one human pay vov shol ramash machodes asabalaza ben azai beroimi. Yes, about the Arbe Helke Kapora, Shahid Abishmel Dorish, the Gesagt Azai. Overall essay we show in the Zosim Shamach Murchla. I mentioned the essay was over, Oh, you had a tshuva. Ein zos mishom is on the spot to shen the ganze mechila. Over a lois to say was a tshuva. And it's a shen, a chom. It's tshuva toile. What's the toile? Yom kippur mechab, yom tako yom kippur. Krisis and Mrs. Bezdin, and he did tshuva, nei? It's tshuva yom kippur mechab toile, v'yesur memarkim, and then afterwards he'll get his kapora for the yesurim. אבל מי שיש בערך אל השם, אין לו יקר בתשובה לתלויס לבי הם כבורים לחפר, לבי שור למרק, אל כולון טוילן, ומי זה ממערקס, אז אם שאתה פוסק, מה זה עניין פן טוילן? מה זה פשע טוילן? רמב״ם brings in the din of טוילן, he brings him in פרי גימה לא בגימל, he says, just like he shakel when a person משעס 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 למיצס נעבירס, זו בזכר ראש השונה, כל בו יוילם עם זכי יויסר יון תבליש ביון תבשר ראש השונה מי שנמצא צדיק אז נחתם לחי מי שנמצא ראש זה מיסה והבן אני יש טוילן מספיק טוילן עד יום יקפולים מוס התשובה זה חי מפניש שלך ששון פרקק רמב״ם says a person is supposed to visualize himself that he's a bain, he's 50-50 famous Rambam in Peri Gimel Halacha Dalel Lefikach Tzadam Yiris Atzmei Kol Hashana Kuluk Lechetzi Chai Vechetzi Chai It is, and then he says, that's when I say, it means that Norgan Kobay Sola Harvest, Mitzvah Sitzkoka, to tip the scale. But it doesn't really tip the scale unless you do tshuva like the Rambam said it. The reason why you need tshuva and you don't can't do just one more mitzvah to tip the scale, it's like a mission, Mepharshim, Rab Itzel, Rab Chaim Shemlev, somebody has toyed on this. If somebody's a Bainani in these days, it helps if you're going to just give another nickel to Tzoka. It's not enough. Then you ready, you have to do tshuva. Like this, a person goes 50-50. But if a person finds himself already by Yom Adin, that he's only a 50-50, he's saying tipping the scale won't go with the mitzvah. Then you have to have ready the mitzvah tshuva. But what's the Indian of Benini? So once I met an Alta Yid, a Zokum Muflid, Rav Schmidman. He was somebody that learned by the Alta from the Alta from Slobodka. See, he said over Vosot, the Alta Gizok, what it means, what does it mean, toilet. And the Alta said, this is what you have to think, that this is your matzav from a Rosh Hashanah. That means that these precious moments, this is what a person has to think what his matzav is. Zokta, we never saw these things, if you saw pictures of this in different books and the readers and things like that. Oh, but yes, we never saw it. But in the olden days, they used to do these things. They used to take a person, they used to hang him. What's a pshan hanging a person? Loyalenu, they used to take a person, they put a noose around his neck. And the person was on a chair or on a beam of shalates. The whole crowd was watching. The person's pachad movus was noida. When it came to time when they wanted to attack and kill him, they kicked out the chair or the thing that was under him, and his head got separated from the weight of his body. Pulled his head, separated, it broke the head from the rest of the body, and he died in Misa Mishul. Okay, Alta Gizot. How does a person feel at that moment when they put the noose around his neck and just within minutes they're going to just kick away that benkel and his body's going to fall down and he's going to die that Misa Mishul? How is he going to feel? Don't think for a moment, how is it? So it does make toilet. The Al don't give him vein in. Plus it's made toilet, we don't realize what it means. Especially us, we already died this later. And we already planted in America. And what was our chinuch? We don't understand the gravity, how chomer it is these. No loyal stick a tag, and we only have one more day tomorrow. Says Haifanach is the Erev Yom Kippur, and a person is mechuyev naaseh shemay tshuva to think that he's toilet, and naaseh shemay tshuva means Yom Kippur also, and the pachad movis is noyra, but the tzuga like tazach. What if somebody chas v'shom zol the eibsh to opit and not even say that in your mouth as a zaykin is being toilet. And the person knows that he has moments to be mischalin to the melech. Please have rachmanis. What is the person going to do? Is he going to go run around here and do this and this and that and go and play around with mitzvahs of chesed? What he's going to do? He's going to do whatever he can to be mischalin to the king. Hob rachmanis and rativ my kid. A person sees his kid, his daughter. It's a fright. But the aldik is of dos main toilet. And this is what a person is b'chayiv to think. You have to visualize yourself. This is such a matzav. Visualize different people in your family that way. Until you're shavur v'rotzitz. There's no more playing. This is it. This is the end. This is the end. Kates, the Zohar Rambam Yom Kippur is Kates. This is the end. That's where the train stops here. You're b'chayiv to do tshuva. No matter what you possibly could do to get you into the mode to be that you're on pachad moves, and then when you say zechreinu l'chaim, it's going to mean something to you, and when you clap al chet, it's going to be really, really, really fashion, and you're sorry, and you mischanin to the melech, and when you say in the sanatoykia for the other piyutim, or when you ask and begging the Eibusha, please, he should give you one more chance. He should give your wife one more chance. He should give every one of your children another chance. And nothing terrible should happen. Zok to alter, this is what you mechuyev to feel. And a person has to do whatever he can. Zok to doesn't make toilet. I remember when I visited Apshneya. It was after the operation, and I went to Boston together with somebody else, Rabbi Nachum Shein. A lot of people flew out there. The Makarovim went to visit Apshneya, even though they knew he was going to come back in a few days. I was covered of a Rosh Yeshiva that's in the Esora. He mechuyev to do the tircha to go to Boston and to visit him. A lot of people went. Kids, I went to him. When I came to him, then the Ramakil was there, and it seemed that the doctor had just walked out and told Apshneya the following words. It was after the operation. He was just getting to his chushim back, and it wasn't good. So he said, "Bezeh haloshen, I heard that you're an important person. I think you should straighten out your manners." This doctor should not have said such a thing. You don't tell a person such a thing in front of an eye. Maybe you can tell it to his family, but you don't tell it to a person. And Apshneya fell into such a pachad and such a yish because the doctor told him that he's toilin. Toilin is toilin. He told him you're toilin now. You're an important person. You should straighten out your manners. Be misadi your manners. You're soon going home. So it's noirois advorim. And Apshneya was so tzabroch and he broke v'ruch ish yechalka machleya, whatever he had, t'ruch, the koyach, the whole potru he had a broch, and the stipler he had a sotcha zeifel, but them tzabroch and shtike. But that's over here, that's when I get to the doctor. But by the Eibishter, Tane v'kirayim yutatz, the title of an amensh is when amensh is tzabrochen. Of na grace that in the himmel, amensh is tzabrochen. Not that he's tzabrochen because of what a different person tells him. But you have caught it to realize what your chet was guiding. And you have to do tshuva. There's no running away. You have to do tshuva. The Gemara state, Dorosh Lav Simloi. Rabbi Avram Gajansky said this voice took a shock of the ganze welt. Rabbi Dorosh, the Gemara said to you, Dal, try to chilos gimels chasodim, and serve gimels chasodim. Chilos gimels chasodim, and yas Hashem alakim lo'odim, and ishtay kosel serve al yibish. And the Eivish Gdon, try to say, it's chom the gimels chasodim, as the Eivish Gdon, lo'odim, and ishtay kosel serve al yibish. That's chilos gimels chasodim. Die Eivish Gdon, that's a blier. That's a blier. Ungetan, lo'odim, and ishtay na pohezen. Shouldn't be a fashante mensch. Das ist die Tchilosei. Die Tchilos von Teure Gimels Hasodim. So krab Avrom Gajansky. That's bigger than Bliya Soilem, because this is after the Chet. After the Chet, you keep amassing what all the Benishan did was that Tanayin could bring Heres in the world. He brought Tsar, Misa, Agmas Nefesh, the whole beautiful world that the Eivish said, 10 Dait Chasholoi Tekalkel. His automation because of his Rosh Kishamad and the Kalisha, which we'll soon see what his mistake was, but it's going to make us evil headers in the world. So many tragedies and tragedies, Teichen and Teichen of Tereren. Vem Gibbon and Yashikoyach, Odomarisha. Yashin Eitzada. What should the Eitzada do? Is the smallest thing, he gives him a pair of shoelaces. Is Gilesa from Briyas Oilam. Briyas Oilam was called Kulik Toiv. That was before Chet. Oh, but when somebody's a Choyte, the Tzad that he does, that he was going into the world, to the Eivish, that he broke that beautiful, beautiful building that the Eivish made, which is the gate to Kol Hoylem Kulay. He brought a Hedis into the Briya. It's Dosis, the Eivish, get him out and cross the Soy, Dosis Chilos Gimel Chasod. So a mensch darf trachten. Wer kann sagen, das Abbeini? Abbeini nie. A mensch ist nicht kein Choyte. How many Chatoim do we have? How many Chatoim do we have? We just couldn't kill us. We did it. We know it's wrong. We do it anyway. How many times in the year, in the day, your day, Rabbeinu Mishchavalim, Rabbeinu, oh, I'm asking me to hear it, I'll do this, I won't do this. The first chet in the Torah, what did the Nochash do? Hermit Kof, what did the Nochash do? V'yoy ma'ha Nochash ala isha, lo'y mo'is kamusim. This is the, I heard this from my Shver. This was the beginning, and this is the secret of the Koy Chara. No Yeshua, everything will be okay. Relax, don't worry, it's good. Lo'y mo'is kamusim, that's all he had to say. This is the yisod of all the chatoim that a person does. The yisod of all prikas oil. The yisod why people don't have any pachad of yom and aroyim. The yisod why people are not working in the yon of tshuva. Because they're singing that song of the nochash. Like Moshe Musa. I keep saying it, but I see that there's no one that listens. And no one has to listen to me. No one has to listen to me in anything that I say. But just can't listen to what I'm saying anyway. Just listen anyway. I can't stomach it as mazik as I feel by davening. Viful loy mois tamusen zogen vem hekt on singen. It's, I don't know, I was born 250 years ago, I come from Volozhin. As mazink, mazweite mazink, mazink to mazink to mazink to mazink. Viful loy mois tamusen is in this. And if the tzibah needs it, savor altamir. We belong shy. Where are we? That, as you can't take the enemy for a tongue, for a sente, I'm singing and singing and singing and singing. This is like Moshe Musun. A man so machen a chesh from Gewalt. Is there a chochem a roi is a noilad a hodem shum of the kipshah? What means is there a chochem a noilad? The chochem sees the noilad where it came from the over. He sees, why did this bocha not be matzliach? He traces it back because of his fifth grade rabbi, the tzivisen. He broke his whole. The chochem that's reis and know that he knows the oven. He puts it together. A person has to realize gefal. Whatever happened, and once it's the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, one of his kids did not do a shidduch. Didn't do a shidduch. I think it's for us. Why this kid? Then they used to marry off so early in the teens. The melach zicha and the bochum also zicha. But in 20 years old, if you weren't married, they threw you out of Yerushalayim. They didn't let a bochum stay sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. It was a takona. Then he realized, Gewalt! By Yom and Arayim, he was responsible for his Eineklach, and this one he forgot. But they fished on it, this is the mistake. And he forgot to be responsible for his Eineklach. In Parshas and Sov, V'hoi B'shom Eis Livrei Ol HaZois, V'zbarach V'lvovei, Zotrashi, you'll think, Asenko, Lemo, Asholom Yili, it's going to be Kibishri, Sli Le'elich, Masvoi Zerov Asatzmeya, Oy, Gizzi Yeb Shechas V'shom, Do Oynish V'skum Fados. A person says, just think, Lemo Eis to Musa, Gewalt! Shol Chochma. Chochma means Hashem b'Chochma Yisadoris. If she avegishel the ganze, nevish hachadas maru. What's good about nevish hachadas? She said Thomas. What's the pshat? Before Adam and Eve did the chet, he was in Gan Eden. Moshe Musik was saying Gan Eden. So Chacham Ruchni is the koyach. All of a sudden, if he did the chet, Ayeka, you have no bokem in the world. Ayeka, Alois in the world. Thomas, you have to leave the world. The heres and the chutzpah he had to do, we're talking Tfid Dagosai, that there was no way for Kiyam, as Odom can learn, there's no way as the Welt can learn. Is the Eibishah was Machadish Anaya Halocha, Hashem Hashem, Kel Rach Vachana. Ani Hashem Koidem Achet, Ani Hashem Achachet. You needed a new Hanhoga, a new Shem. When we say the Yud Gimel Midas, and we're going to say it, I think once tomorrow by Slichas, and then you're in Kippur, when everything is at stake, Avuzos Tarayin Legadayin emphasis, your tzar, and your bank shaft, and your begging, everything, put your neshama in the second shem. And the Hashem Koyd Vachetz Gvaldik, I'm not even giving cover to everyone in the shemis. But the Hashem, the second shem. Avuzos Kima Oilim is only because it's Ani Hashem Achrachet. And a person has to realize, Vanevshach Atas Tomus, Vanevshach Atas Tomus, Vanevshach Atas Tomus, Vanevshach Atas Tomus, Zogt Eben Ezra, Meredik, Zogt Razay. Und der Pasik, Vayas Hashem Alikim, Lo Adam Lishtoi Kossel Soi Vayal Bishay. Zogt er, Rak Naimen, Namen, Medav Gleben, She Hashem Osali Odom, Vagam Lishtoi, Kossnus Oi. Davs Gleben, Pshutu Kabashmoi, Yishai Dei Malal, Dei Ebishis Alengitor. Zogt er, Eben Ezra, Umi Yemalal Vuroisov, Umi Yisapa Maisov, Vene Floisov, Ben Chekel, Ubi Delosov. What did Adam Nishan do? What's come to him? And the Abisha became his tailor? And he put him on a poison? What's going on? And the Abisha didn't do it, Ayyadei Malach? He himself did it. Zok Eben Ezra, me and Malach Vuroysa, me and Sapa Maizim Lefoysa, and he looked the loss of at the age that we don't want to get back grief, Maloy Choloitz Kavoyde, let's ask about his belief. Would a patch get sich mit was? Vra chatzti es zoyes benois tziyain? As the Eibish swan numen mit the zoyah from benois tziyain? He doesn't do it Ayyadei Malach? When the Eibusher pours out his fanum with the chet from Ayid, and he's entire what's for a tata nemlo? What's for Avinu Malkeinu? Is any chanami taki? It's shrekloch a person realize what he's going to. Oh, but look who we can go back to, and we have the opportunity. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow night starts the onayv the gemara shtetach the onayv from the kapore zechon at the beginning of Yom Kippur. How could a person not prepare? How can you come to Yom Kippur without looking over the mazal? Where's your Eretz gate? Where's the seriousness? You know what's at stake? What you can get? A chas v'shalom for some mensch can falil it. When I went to the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Mitzlang Yom, I was there, I went there from Yud Aleph, Elul to Yud Aleph Tishrei. And I went to his room, and I wanted to sleep with him together in the same room, but there was no room in his room where he slept in the yeshiva. There was not shaykh to put it in another thing. It was only one bed. It was not much shaykh. I wanted to sleep under his bed. He didn't let me. So I went under the table. I lay down on the floor under the table. And that's where I was in Kippur night. Kids, before he came in by davening, after davening finished, he came in, I was waiting for him. He came inside and he sat down. So he picked up the Chofetz Chaim Sefer, and it says, he said, I Rebbe dus migirat bit the lev. So I asked him, Rosh Hashiva, how did via the Chofetz Chaim migirat bit the lev? So he shows him this maisa. Made it. It was a maisa with the goyim. That the Chos Yeshua said he heard it from the Nachas David. The Nachas David said he heard it from his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Volozhin, heard it from the goyim. The goyim, when he went to Golos, he was riding on a wagon. And the Mishra's wagon, and he went on a place where he should not have gone. So the guy came out, and he went out with a stick, and it was to beat him and to hit him. And he started hitting the guy. So the Vilna guy told him, Chaim Volozhin, I was about to say, he did it. Because the Balagola went, he rode on the bed place, and then he had a Zosmoichas on, he had to use the basic. So he went off the wagon, and he told the guy to hold the strings. So the guy was holding the strings, so it looked like the guy did it. So the guy could have said, he did it. And the guy said, he didn't say it. He said, if he would have said it, he would be a gilgal into a dog that keeps on barking because he's a malshin. Because he said, I didn't do it, he did it. He said it to a guy. Is the goyin said on himself, grief, at the understanding that the goyin is, he said his Torah and his mitzvahs would not have been making, but if he said he did it, just those words, he did it. He said he would have been as gadol like a hunt, like a kelev noiveach. So then Rav Siegel asked me, "Nu, etunz nish gerat with the Chofetz Chaim? He taught us the Chukei Chaim. What's a mensch can zogem mitamoyel? What's a can nish zogem mitamoyel? But it comes out of David Noyde of Nifla. What's it enough? A minute zwischen the goyin and a hunt? Three words. He did it, and he would. Oh, the goyin said it. That's the Gilgal. That's the Oynish. I mentioned the Malshin. He calls the police. Snitches to the government. Like a lot of people that are later do it over here. They don't know in the spirit. Realize what's this meant. When you snitch to a goy against the Yid, you call the police. You go, that's a posher. They do a Hezek Yosef Mikvi Adina. I mentioned the different Malshin. Toshis Aoi Kapecho. Odom Nisha Nagmar Chagig Yud Beis Seit. Odom Nisha Amrav Yudam Rav. Misoif Oilem at Soif Oilem. He was from the beginning of the world. Was made the beginning. Rabbi Yudah Jacobs was Mazmer. As when Odom Rishon made any move, he winked. He episode Tnua, it was near the whole, all the galaxies and the whole universe. He was Mesoifa Oilem is Ashpo, was Mesoifa Oilem at Soifa. That's how great Odom was. Kivish the Sorach, he near HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yolov Umiyatoi, to Gemach Klene, and he pushed him down. Because Ashpo is not the way he could have been. Fifu Klein, what does a Chet do to a person? Every time a person, and if he does another Chet, is the same amount of distance from Seif Olam at Seif Olam till Vatoshes Lakapecha happens with a second chet, and then from the second to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, from the going to a Kelev Neveach, and it keeps on, person gets vifled of a Sabmenshton Shuba. If the chet al Gabi chet, of Mahot Ein Tov, and this day you can get out, Lufnei Hashem Titoru, it's a Gzeres HaKosp, it's a Nes Noida, and the Yevisha forgives. Stel zich zu lefnei Hashem titoru, and if you prepare well, and you go into Yom Kippur with a shivering lave, and you say vidi the way you're supposed to say, and you're misvada, and you're mischanan, and you're begging, is lefnei Hashem titoru. It's vifl tshuva davsa mech ton. If a person realizes what's at the piton, or vifl agmas nefesh, ambush and embarrassed, he should be for himself. Everyone should have someone to give my cost and sorry. You want a lot more than cost and sorry. You want a house and you want a car, two cars, and then you want this and you want this. It's the end of tzichnish. People are mentioned love and sein stuhl. And you want, and you're going, and you're asking for it. You want it, you know, with the guy, you want that also. It's a beautiful bullshit that it's a mensch home. Before that was so great, so great. Want to tell you something, I'm stupid. Should I say it? Shouldn't I say it? I think it's kedai v'kedai. You should realize the matzah of Omahal. I remember years ago, many years ago, that over somebody told me that they heard in the Halakha radio that they said, "Oh, how beautiful day it is today." It was a Seishimei Tshuva, that over the Varzano, over the water, there's a double rainbow. And it was a pellet. There was no rain. There was no rain before. There was no rain afterwards. And it was so beautiful. A double rainbow. After mentioning Gazal, I told him, Shekla, a double rainbow over New York. Over the New York. Gazal. That year, that Moshe was nifted and Avyanki was nifted. Hey, never mind what happened at Seishimei Tshuva. Seishimei Tshuva, many years ago, and the Oren Kodesh, I don't know how it is today, and the Oren Kodesh always used to be locked. It used to be somebody that made dinkles, he used to be in charge. You always had the key. When they opened up the Oren Kodesh, he opened it up with a key. You had to be, there were times people were gambling Sifik Tayyis, well, that's a gotcha. So everything was under lock and key. No, it came and said, she made Shuvah was a day without Kriyas HaTorah. So whatever the reason the Sifik was, that person was not in Yeshiva. Kids, if it comes time, Avinu Malkeinu will always be in the arts. Is he opens, somebody goes up to open up the Oren Kodesh, the Oren Kodesh is locked. When I saw the Oren Kodesh is locked, it was a bit of a gal. It's a bit of a gal. What do you mean? That means the Oren Kodesh. It's no mikra. Simonim will say, what do you eat this? What do you eat that? The Rosh Hashanah, the first and second night. What do you all these Simonim? Simonim will say. I was always a manager. I told somebody, it's a bit, I'm telling you, we're not fasting yet, so I'm telling you straight. I don't know what's going to happen. Lamaisa, what happened that year? Three people from the yeshiva were nifter. All three people's name was David ben Avram. One was Avram David ben Avram this. One was this. Not Avram David. Everyone was David ben Avram. With different combinations. But they all had the name of David ben Avram. Anybody in the yeshiva that if the third one was Nifta. Anyone that had the name David and his father had the name Avram. Whatever combination made no difference. At the Rumgang Matir for Das. Until the year had finished. If something happens, I say to make tshuva, is Simone Milse. I'm from the Vesiki minion. I belong to the club. I like that minion. It's gewaldig. It's squalid. What happened to the Vesiki minion 2 days ago, a few days ago? At about Phyllis Skipper Sefer Chaim. He went, Baruch Hashem, Baruch, I read Sarah Hashem's name, the Pachu Tsushpe. Is the first minion that represents the Lakewood Younger Light. To all the people that get up early, Vesiki. The ones that about Philip is Sefer Chaim. I tell you, I was I'd hold on to my shtender. Because if it's Gevalt, no chassimim. Where are we off to? The pachat b'chodem. Chas v'shalom al tiftach peh. But if it brings the pachat, it's good. A person shouldn't realize what's going on. You have to take off the gzeder. Reb Chaim Friedlander, when he went to the dentist, he thought he had a toothache. They took an x-ray this time. Right away, the dentist told him it's not a toothache. He told him, later he has a growth inside that part of his mouth, and that's what it is. He's gonna go to a different doctor. So right away he chat, and the doctor told him what it looks like. So he says, yeah, he said he has chalishas adas. He says if he would have known on Rosh Hashanah what was written down, they should take away that gezeira. This was written down on Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't know that he has this. So he said if he only knew about it. Kaneveis Gornish. We have a Gresa Tatan, but there's rules and regulations. You have to come. You have to come back. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Etzumash Hayom is Gevaldik, or it's we don't pass like Rebbe. It's Machapa Dafka Mitzuva. And a person has to do it. But most of us don't even feel guilty in Ched. I told you many times the difference between David and Shaul. The Gemara Shtetach Yom Chav Beis. That Shaul did one Avera with the Marob Gevor from Zayim Lucha. David did two Averas and we left him there. When David Belch Yisrael Chayv Agam Mashiach come from David. What's an Afkim in there? Because David HaMelech was strong enough to say Chatasi. He was Moide, he did Naveda. And he said, Shaul couldn't. Hakim Moshe Zvah Hashem. Ashachom La'om. He blamed that he couldn't say that he did Naveda. It was too hard for him. Rambam says, Yom Kippur. On Perik Beis. Yom HaKippurim whose mind shuv ala curl. L'yochid ul'ram who kates mechila v'slichas. This is the end. A person has Elul. It passed Elul. Now at the end of a session made shuv. Now coming into Yom Kippur. This is the last chance. This is mamish the last chance. Vukates mechila slicha li Yisrael. Lefika chayov makor lasis shuvu nezvadis v'yom Kippurim. And such a pachad that a person is going to lose it. So therefore, in the chomu mesaket, oh, you have to say vidi erivim, because you might choke. How many people choke? That happens. Or how many people? Oh, but the chomu is so scared. As if shechaz v'shom a mensh v'keim for the belt on tshuva. So then mesaket, you have to do tshuva further. What's made is a person has to be kates. Okay, so a person has to realize what's at stake. Mamish, what's at stake? Rabbi Yoina and Shar Beis, Ois Yudalit, Adarach HaChamishas, when a person does tshuva, I say she made tshuva. Hayori is Zivan Hashem, Libi Yochel Bekiboy, Bidatoy, Azvos, Vosel of Isn, Shokol Maisa Vesef and Achtovim, Ubeis Ahi, Olekim Yovim Vemishman, it's called Maisa, Akonel Matoy Vimra, Ki Odom Nidim Rosh Hashona, Ugzardina Shaloi Nechtam, Biyoy Mekapur, Mate. It's frightful, I'm telling you. You could lose your mind. So I said, I can't believe that I'm still walking in the street. Where do I get the koyach to walk? It's like a pachad. You could lose your mind when you think about it. Alone. Sit in a room. You have to do it. Did any one of us do it? Is Maisa Kittel Unum Kaddish Tatakum Deimid the Maisa Kittel? What is the Hamshel Litzel Litzonis? And how many people are happy as tomorrow Baruch Hashem there's very little Slichas? Should I say raise your hand? Afraid to say. How many people are happy? You lose your mind. Slichas Eichet Vum and Zom. Und so für Rabbi Yoni, für Eis Nutzen, für Tfilin Nishmas vor. The apes are listened. People are mamish like in a coma. It's a joke to them. It's mamish a joke. The whole Yom and the Rayim is a joke. They don't respond. Even when they daven's when I suffer b'chutz, even the veinerai is, there's no pachet, there's no yira. If a person would have a mashu hachonah for Yom HaDin, v'lotem HaShulim G'var. And the people just don't have it. The people just don't have it. It's shaklach where the matzav is, where we came up to. Tach tabanut, now it's after Malchi, it's the chronis and shayfers. That a person was neshtane from the Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shamayim, which should have been the first of days of Rosh Hashanah, from the HaMelech HaKodesh. How many times did we say already HaMelech HaKodesh? Somebody told me, Adagan HaMelech HaKodesh is Bayan, just that if Chazal, if he misses it, Bezionis, he has to go over Shemin Esra. Adosh Adagan HaMelech HaKodesh. Or HaMelech HaKodesh, Adiz HaMelech, when it's Heilig, he's Mufresh. A mensch doesn't feel it. Yiskadel, Yiskadei, Shemei Rabbi, Yiskadei, that's Malchus. That's Malchus. These are all Malchus. The Rambam Moses says, "V'chein te'pachta for the whole." Says she made tshuva. Everything is Shemayin Esra. It's v'shayach to mechila slicha of kapora when a person chas v'shom greitzach netzu. A person should have done tshuva already this past week. A person should be mekam himself. Most people don't believe, but if you do believe, you can't have any radio. About it, you can't have no videos, you can't have no internet, you can't have tefillah reading material. All the other Avedis, I heard that the Mashkir Shlita with the Rosh Shiva Amal killed, they made a takon with cell phones. A bochad that loses his chus in yeshiva, if he has a cell phone that's connected with the internet or the what's the roof from text messages. So, how about the younger light? Violet, you know, when I ring it, I go, Karei Mekudesli, well, he's potter, he's mutter. Well, arachat together. If it's Bayan Treif, it's Bayan Treif. Everybody has that takona. We have to give a message. So yeah, leave a message on your Meshuggah cell phone. I know we grew up a whole life without cell phone, with messages, and yet the minute he has to talk to his wife. What's the pshat? What happened to us? A mensch muss machen achesh mit der Sumira, und er sei toiv, where he's up to in Talmud Torah. What's his mahalach? What's he doing? Coasting from Zman to Zman. Duchagange noch a Zman. What's the getan? Make a chesh la'nefesh. A mensch machesh ke'chesh la'nefesh. So where's the mechid ha'sich v'kapor? So what's the kinyan? Vi tutus ha-mech. The Gemara shtetach in Yom Pei Beis, a frightful, frightful maisa. It was the altar from Slobodka to Ufgeffen for uns, the maisa. The Gemara shtetach that, that's a muberes that smells, all of a sudden the uber inside smells vulhom na-epsa givis a-markel, a tafshul, and because the uber smells it and wants it, that generates, that all of a sudden it opens up valves by the mama, and the mama vulhom na-markel. No, if you're not going to give it to us, the Freigate starved. She will not see her. She has a bullness. She will not see her. 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 You have to. Because otherwise, both of them are going to die. The mom and the kid. So, the Gemara, Ahu, Ubra, the Ocho, there was a mom that was expecting a child. And she smelled something inside. And now she's, she feels as if she didn't know what to do. Also, the Kamala Rebbe. I came to Rebbe, Vazamaton. Omla, he said, Zilu luchushalo. Go tell her, Haid is Yom Kippur. And the Uber is going to hear that. And see what happens. So they told him. Vilchisha. So the Uber inside the mama, it heard it, and said, okay, Zivilus Nishkov. Hey, da Uba. So to my right, oh, so Kodi Allah, Rebbe Gizok, Betenem Etzach HaBabetni Da Ticha. Plus, can you hear me? As, V'nofik Me'en Ab Yoichnon. This kleine Uba was Ab Yoichnon. Fine. So to my right, who, with the Arche, also the Kamer Rabbe Chanina, he was Uba, and they came to Rabbe Chanina, and they said, Rabbe Chanina, what's on my tongue? So he said, say, it's Yom Kippur. What he Gizok, and it didn't work. And the Mamba Nachal's Gavod. So you still want it? They had to give it. No, so Kolu Alel Zoyu Deshoy Merechem. So the Malu who came out, Shapsoy Eitz Apeli. So I got fellow Chali. So Chakela Noyde. What's that given over the Uber? What's on this with that Uber? Well, this is Yom Kippur Heights. What's state on the Gemara? The story by Chana in Shmuel. The Anef Shmuel tells of the Shlach Kodesh. Misach the Rosh Hashanah Zok. Yachshivay Eli Lishakoyda. Eli Gazok as Chana Shike. If Chana was wrong, Eli was right. If Eli was wrong, then Chana was right. Who's right and who's wrong? It's not clear what happened. He was choshes. She was. Then he gave her a brach. Well, what happened over here? So after Shlach Kodesh has after Gavaldi Keteretz, Eli thought that Chana says one of Chana was nifkat on Rosh Hashanah. The say says Chana is given in the Dordan the Mokam Migdash Mishkan as it was smaller when it's given Rosh Hashanah. Is the halacha is Rosh Hashanah? You daven out loud. But say she daven low. So Eli said, "V'achshav lishkara." But say she don't daven out loud. It's Rosh Hashanah. Even the shtil shemanos, you daven loud. You have to hear it. Chana gets up. Nay, I'm not. That's when you misfal for kavod shemayim and the zacher. You misfal for zelch. It's both all right. Is the chayin that mashdein? Is the rice the chayin from the shlach kodesh? As you say, Rosh Hashanah, you daven out loud. What's together? Why do you have to daven loud Rosh Hashanah? Also, you have to understand why is that there's certain people that are margish yad yom and aroyim, and other people are still running around with wool and estig like nothing is going on. The fundum with so many mitzvahs, the chodesh mitzvahs. Other people are still buying dos and going buying nash and eating this and that. Like loy hoya. Why is it that some people have yes shachet, some people don't shachet? So what's talking to get at? Also, you see that the yester ache yester meya made the kishayla the gemara in tazvav and chagiga. He said, "What's a pshat lo yachen azov zechuchas t'mrosa klipos?" What's meant the pshat l'posik? Or the achig emfitz rameya zayn talmud elu divetoyus shakoshim leknoisim klizov leklipos v'noranav leklius chuchas. Toyd is compared to a glass crystal. Achvaisa kliz chuchas glass. The biruchum zot amele de gavoy. How do you lose a glass kois, a beautiful glass kois? You don't take it and smash it down. What you do is you just slips out of your hand and slips out. That's how it breaks. If you have a wooden thing, a metal thing, and it falls out of your hand, so it just falls out of your hand, nothing's wrong. But if you have something that it just slips out of your hand, it breaks. Nanan is not so trivial that a glass thing that breaks is finished forever. You can't put it back together unless you melt the whole thing. Look at me. What's the date? Stell the two on Muddy Dikazach. Medishnei. How many days was Kleisol in the midway what they write? Homsing Zach ungehalten with the Daiga. So some say it was 11 days, some say it was 1 day, some say 11 days, some say 3 days, some say 1 day. Not even 1 day. Shanema vayefatu b'fiim ul'shanem michaz v'loi, v'libom lo inoch nimoi v'loi nemnu b'blisoi v'urachem michaber ogen. As I said, a pasuk in Tehillim. So if Rabbi Yeruchim Zepman from Dan, a mensch can stand by Maimon HaSinai, and he doesn't know how to hold the glass. And before you know it, the whole glass breaks. So what's the genad bar? How is it that some people, what is the secret, what's made to holding the glass and not holding the glass? Rabbi Yeruchim said over for Abitzala, he said over Muridika frightful boy from the said the Rosh brings down at the end, and Mesach the Yuma brings to Arab, as Biyami Kipurim the Sultan sees that and the soul doesn't that chet that he Klai Sol doesn't have venus. Oh my lakosh bochur eye, give a cook the Vostahos dying folk that they're like Malchi Ashores, they go barbies, they have those shoes, they are no Achil Vishtiya, no sinner, a kitze the Klai Sol's Gavaldi. What's this? The Sultan is saying praise on Klai Yisrael? There's no such thing. What's the getter from the Medrash from the Rosh? The Sultan is a wicked, wicked, wicked Malach. He's saying, look what they are on Yom Kippur Gevaldik. And then take a look what they are right after Yom Kippur. Right after Yom Kippur. Is the whole praise he's saying because, take a look, they lose it. And because of this Chazal state in Mogen Avrom, that if the Yom Kippur, the Machmas, Yom Kippur, you have to daven earlier, because the Sultan shouldn't be Makatri. So why is it that way? Why is it mentioned Yom Kippur, Halzach, and the next day he loses it? So I'm going to tell you, Yisod Noira, I see it's very late, so I'll be Makatri of the Yisod, but the message. What was the first Aveda that was done in the Veld? Kishamata Lekol Yishtecha. And then Vatoch Manites, Asher Tzivitzich Olayim Olayim. How do you listen? To what do you listen? To who do you listen? How do you take it in? A mensch, if a person would listen, and he would just listen, and he would take it, internalize what he hears, a mensch will be nishtan. Who do you listen to? And if you take that person, you take that, for a shlechta mensch, you listen to a shlechta mensch, and it goes in, is a mensch falor. Every single thing, in mitzvah, Aved is telling one thing, one chush, kishamata. So when was to gehert, and this was the first tefillah in the world, and this is the first ayeko, this is the tefillah, kishamata, because who did you listen to? It breaks a person. This is the thing that a person gets verbrennt first in Gehenna because of the fact that Maral Dvarim Betelim is not well. There's a lot more various to Muhammad than Dvarim Betelim. For what state the Gemara that the person gets burnt in Gehenna, he gets his ears burnt. Why? Because Ayashmiya Oznoy. Dr. Maral, because this is the beginning. The beginning is every single thing is telling in Shmir. What you listen to, what tapes you listen to, what this you listen to, what this, everything is telling in Shmir. And because of that, everything is telling in Shmir, everything, that's why the person gets nesh from the Koyach HaShmir. There's a lot of Marmakoyim is explaining the Koyach HaShmir. And the coil of Yedazachata coil and everything has, every dibur has a coil, you have the inside message, what you have to listen to. The coil of the Shofar, this Mishuna de Gishuna de Marmakoyim is, but it's late. I want to get to finish the Hachon Be'etzim for the Yom HaKippurah. But I call upon them. The reason why people make mistakes is because they don't hear the koil. People don't hear the koil. There are people who can learn a lot of Torah, but they don't hear the koil of the Torah. They don't get the message of the Torah. They don't have the tzura from the Ben Torah totally changed. Even though he has Torah, over the koil from the Torah. But there are people that never listened. Hate was his mate Elul Yom Narayim. They don't have the. They didn't listen to Elul. They don't listen what the Sfarim Sefnet is. Our mensch falit is hotanish. Merely he loses it. Those people that are batzliach and those people that are not batzliach is telling you chush hashmir. What do you listen to? Whatever you listen formulates your opinions and everything. And not only that, but a person has to realize that whatever dibur you hear, there's an inside coil. And if a person chaps that message, this is another result. There's a lot of makoros in this, but it's too long to explain. I'll just tell you one thing. It bothers me a lot, and I'll say it. Yerosan shouldn't be a kitru. People run around to Asifas, Mishtat HaTzetel, Apo HaSkonim, Shtel HaTzetel, Leifendo, Beis Feiga, Gordo, just a big clog, collecting money for stockers, so many wonderful, wonderful things. But Avleid Malin, when he got a telegram from Avram Kalmanovich that was in America already, he got a message that they have 23 makoros on the ship, and if the ship is going out in a few days, and they can put 23 people in Kenzinatim. So Rav Leib made a cheshbon, for how long are we going to be on the ship until it goes to San Francisco? They made a cheshbon, and he made a cheshbon, it's going to come out that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're going to be on the ship. So he said to me, he can't go. But he wasn't strong enough to fight with Avram Kalmanovich. So they picked out 23 people. So he told them like this, each one separately. Yom Kippur. We have a Masoreh to be Yeshiva, we have a there's nothing in the world we can do. We have to stay, even if we miss the ship. And he said he himself can't fight, but if we have 23 koiches together, and we're right back to Rav Avram Kalmanovich says, "Megain is game. We're not going to leave." As Roshan Rekibet, I'm coming to Zayin Afashiv. Roshan Daf Zayin Yeshiva. And then they did together all the 23. They wrote back a telegram. They all signed. They said, "Nay, we're not going to go." And Rav Avram Kalmanovich was not happy with that. He held it was because of fashas. The attacker did not go, and because of that, the war broke out. And 6 years they were stuck where they are. 6 years they were stuck. Over those 6 years, what they got from those 6 years? What they got from those 6 years? Why? Because why did Rav Leib Malin? Rav Leib Malin to Vashtan and the Koil. I can't answer you, Rav Avram Kalmanovich, what was his shita? But I call him Rav Leib Malin to Vashtan and Vos Meit Elul. Avu Leifin son mitzis of Meisam. Take a look at what Abchatzko writes. But Leifin is effective from the Gemara. You stay in Yeshiva. You don't go on buses. You don't go here. You don't go to New York. You don't go. No, you just stay in Yeshiva. You chat the oim and chatvarim. Vos is made the Yom Neroyim. Dr. Moran Baba Kama, Chersho is nice and light make kula. It's a krashi, ain't roi leklum. The person that doesn't hear is not roi leklum. So the Rambam Paschal Zachoy Vilamazik. He goes, Chaveri al Oznoi, or you obviously we talk about Oznoi, but Chersho, nice and light make kula. If somebody is deaf, he doesn't understand. The reason why some people are not slich and some people are not matzlich is some people understand what is meant, the errands to take because they have the Chosh HaShmir. Mashiach, if a person doesn't have the Chosh HaShmir and falit it, he falls to the side and doesn't last. Zog the Alter, Amori de Gisot. He says, the Alter von Sabotke, he says, Wo heet zich on de Koyach HaShmir? Heet zich on de Afilu bij Ubo? Wo wil dus gegleid? Om dat steekt in de Gemolle. Rabbi Yochanan, it was a Uber. It was a Uber to verstehen, verstanden. Wir sagten Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. But to verstanden, was es meint, Yom Kippur. The Uber. If somebody, if we hear the words, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, what does it do to us? That what? What does it do? What's our reaction? What's our reaction when we hear the word Yom Kippur? It's a treiselter Mensch. But this is the end. This is the end. This is the last day. This is the last day before. If a person is Yom Kippur, was tut es am Mensch? Yes, this is what I say. As the Uber, Rabbi Yochanan, as the Uber, it's nicht verstanden. When the other person at his fashion was a man Yom Kippur, and he didn't take it. He was at the other at his nish fashion. And made what came out from him. When it's just, when it spent just a few minutes, when I get to Hadoma to Yom Kippur, first of all, Zem Uven, why you have to daven out loud? You have to hear it. You yourself have to hear those words. You have to hear the Vidu, you have to hear the Tfilis, you have to listen to the Chazoris, Hashatz. Don't look into any Svarim. Now, Chaim Voloshin said Eidus that the Goyin Yisadav Mepashas on Ken Kavonis, just in the Vert of Boyel HaTeva. He was in the Teva, he was in the other word, and it is the Hert that is Gehert in Zayin Oyer, what he himself said. Mamela, the Goyin got the most that's possible. He got the most from the Helig Yom Kippur. Person has to do Tshuva Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTeri Zokta Rabben Yoyna, Lohoy Loda Masruch Elavza B'Tshuva B'Yom Kippur. What's the gather of the tshuva of Erev Yom Kippur? Shtei ki b'yoyim ezeh yechafen aleichem letayres hem kol lefnei Hashem titor. First has to realize he didn't avail lefnei Hashem. Harei, he says, you have to, you say, achet shechatonu lefanecha. What's the lefanecha? You have to realize that the Yevish really exists. By a lot of people, chas v'sholim, it doesn't exist. It's a ksat sa'adin azah, something like, psachweiz, I'm davening, I don't feel the ato. It's hard. But you have to spend a lot of time. I feel the lefanecha. And as much as you feel the lifting Hashem as able to Torah bestow. And that's really the avoided from it. If you take a look in Tachnum, what do we say? Racha v'chanecha tosi lefanecha. A man shall marg yishen lefanecha. And ati yitzayta. What do we say? V'titin lo Hashem al-yed v'avaz v'shabaz v'roshchem l'kapor v'fi shachaton lefanecha. Hashivayin will say, Sarah v'gavim l'avaz v'chazayim l'shub v'shalim lefanecha. Und v'ir makenu, v'ir machaton lefanecha. The chait is als lefanecha, lefanecha, lefanecha. This is the main thing. Person has to realize the Gantz Yom Kippur is right in front of you. You have to be makabling yourself as the Lefanechas or Smagishain that the Abish is in front of you. You did the Pagam, you did the Aveda Lefanov, and you're saying the video in front of him. And Vivla mentions Magish the Lefanech Azeful Kapor Betahob. Just before we start with the Nyon Bepratius on the Tfilah from Yom Kippur, whatever the time allows, the minig is Ali Yeshiva Man, Ali Yeshiva Light, everybody makes some sort of Kabbalah. Absholom Shvadron said over from Zrebi Lablai B'chasmin that before a person makes a Kabbalah, he should make a Kabbalah an easy thing. Sit down, the Kovid Roish, and think what you can really do. And then make it the smallest thing, but you know this you can do. Absham Shaval Hirsch writes, he writes in the Sefer, when a person makes a Kabbalah, he should make a Kabbalah Shmir Saloshin. He should make for a first is Kabbalah Shmir. A half hour, he's not going to talk Loshin Ora. So after which half hour? The first half hour after Amapu. Favos. Because then I know I'm going to be Makayim. It's called Oidus of the. So that half hour you can be me. If I'm up, you're not going to talk for half hour. It's whatever. So I'm talking from Blaib Chazan. Sit down, mate, Rui, and whatever you do, mark it down on a piece of paper. Look at it, study it, yeah, and then cut it in half. Because if you cut it in half, then you'll be able to be. What should a person be makabel himself? It's the first thing you state that the Gemara ain't chilas dina shalodem ala nidan al divrei Torah. First has to realize the divrei Torah is after Mashor. Tosis brings a kashan and says from the satan b'amuna. Dr. Mashal, somebody that sits by the Gemara has to realize by him it's still a din and I'll be victorious. The first Kabbalah a person should make is that a person, some people make a Kabbalah, somebody told me today he made a Kabbalah that 10 minutes he's going to learn every day. No matter what, 10 minutes, he means Erev Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, every single day, every single night. Abshnei once got up, it was after the Nila, and he usually finishes first, he didn't want to be Matiyah the Olam, and he went back on the Bima. And he said he was a Kabbalah, he thinks that all the Yeshiva Light should make, that everybody has to be calm himself to learn 1 hour a day. The Chaim Stein, when they celebrate his Hespedim, he was makalim himself to learn 1 hour a day without Hefsekim. That means not with a coffee, take a telephone. 1 hour is on Hefsekim. I don't know if we'll be traitors to do that 1 hour without Hefsekim, especially by Ben Azmanim, and it's difficult Ben Azmanim. It's a cholapach, it's a halbashav, by Yoim, and a halbashav, by Laila. Bli Hefsek, that's a gavaldik kabbalah if a person doesn't. And he has a chavrusa that each one has to account for it. And you talk with each other, you do it. It's a gavaldik kabbalah. Now we'll get on for a little bit for the avoider from Erev Yom Kippur, what you have to do tomorrow. A person shouldn't be samech on the Shonim Sha'ovra, but a person has to sit down and make himself a cheshbon ha'nefesh. you have a marze, you should take a marze and go make your underlinings where you want to be margish. If you thought of a word, be margish and write it down, bekitza, on the side of your marze, you should feel it. It's only one day, it's 24 hours, you have to get the most of it. Those people that have to, that are bali bechid, people that cry, prepare yourself the tissues that you have it. Those that have children, you should have the tissues when you need it. Those that have children, you should prepare with them. The children, prepare with them parts of the marze. When it comes to Surah Samaf Sekhs, and a person has to bench his kids, that's you have to bench your kinder, like it will be the last bracha you're going to give your kids. It's good veilin. Kids wait for it, even though they cry and the fathers and mothers cry when they bench before they leave to shul. From Lakewood, from Lakewood to New York, to go to the father to get the bracha. But that's the bracha zok mit the ganzen hearts. And the ikazach and the avedis hayoim, zok Rabbi Sol Salanta, the Tamilim used to say it over, that Rabbi Sol said that with the whole Yom Kippur, you have to have a plan of lahagdil acharoto la'ames hakabolah. I just said, okay, I'm going to start good, I'm going to be a good boy. Nothing falls out of these things. But you have to be, it's magdil de charota. You have to realize what you did, the hedis, and what you want to do because of that. And if you magdil de charota, from that will come out la'ames hakabolah. And that's very, very important. And your mazi, you should write those words down. Lahagdil acharota la'ames hakabolah. And from time to time, look back at it. Where's my charota? You should be doivish shkolim. Don't be a ligna. Don't be a shaklin. And these halika momentum from Yom Kippur. Shteitzach as Yom Kippur is the time, it's Av V'Achva, we say it in the Slichas many times, as I mentioned, be moichel everybody. The end of the story is, I just made a phone call, somebody asked me to make a phone call, I called somebody that's very, very sick, and somebody in the plane is very sick. Now when he was a kid, he was Mitzara, somebody else, Moiridik Bo'ifim Mavul V'Noida, and this goes back many, many years, it was over 25 years ago. And somebody from the family asked me, could I call up that person, that the Nizik, the one that was Fashem, because of this person. Could I call him up and ask him for Mechila? Because this person is suffering so much, Mamish, every day. It's come on. In Yenneville, it's Shakla. So I called the person up just Mamish a few hours ago. And I asked him, if he remembered me. He remembered me. I was very happy because then this is Yachas. I have his kashas with him. He told me, oh, this person is very sick. He says, yeah, he knows about it. So I said, do you know that you remember more than 25 years ago, he was Mitzayu a lot. He says, yeah, I think about it constantly. So I tell him, listen, I'm going to ask you a favor, B'Shem de Mishpocha, Ob Rachmanis. The mensch is Ben Chaim Lomovitz, Zayim Moichel. So he told me a second, he says, okay, I thought about it, okay. Then he says, okay, I'm Moichel. I said, with your whole heart, say that you're Moichel. And the person thanked me, he got a standard up from the heart, and he says, you don't think Shabbat Vushlema. I told him, name, give a bracha to this Chayla. It's a time, it comes a time no one really, really wants to see the other person suffer. Person has genug tzoros, that's in shelter and chaver. It's a person who also wants how much he was inside other people. People should be moichelim. That's what the Chovis Avoda says. I think we say that at the end of Tzilzaka, that just like I'm moichel everybody, ten believe kol echad ve'echad they should be moichel me. Benol lechaveri the Yom Kippur is not machata. Person has to watch it. He does averis benol lech is noida noida. You have to watch it. Rabbi Avram Gudzinski says if a person is min ameitzah kolosi ko, then anoni b'merchit ko. The person has to feel he's in a mshukkel chameitza. The whole avodas yom kippurim, the whole time when you're davening, don't look out of your marza. Put voice straight. Don't look out of your marza. Only thing by hagba you should look up. Otherwise, you don't look out of your marza. Ends. Don't be masiyadas a second. The person should always be margish lifnei Hashem. He's standing in front of Hashem, and his head is down in shame, and he's fashem, and he's mavakish the eifshav rachmonis. Same moichel from my avodas. The person has this molidike regesh v'tezoychazam v'kapora. If you think of the room, if you go into a room alone, try it. I don't know if you have the strength in yourself to do these things, but if you do, go into a room and think that Hashem is right in front of you. It's going to be hard because a person can't hold on to such a thought more than a few seconds. But see if you can hold on to that thought for 15 seconds. If you hold on to that thought, you have nothing disturbing you. You'll be marish atayda, a ruach atayda. You'll mamish feel pure. You can't be masked what it'll do to you. Yom Kippur, this is what you have to do. As much as you can, as much as you can. Think that Hashem is in front of you, the Eishes is in front of you. And that will be Chalam Muli de Gatayda. That's the lift in Hashem Titor. We're fat in such a head of Gatayda that the Eishes wants to give Gatayda. Now, Tilazaka, skip it. The only thing you should say is the first few lines, and then skip the whole thing, and then go on to just that you moichel everybody, and then go on to the Tfilas from the Shlom, the other wonderful Tfilas, but skip the whole thing. Zainish ken noyef on Yom Kippur, Zainish ken rosh on Yom Kippur. And we say, Achet, don't lick in those avedis that were stated in Yonim from Aroyas, because in the Helikatog, you're being metami yourself. What do you need it for? Just go fast over it, but they're a cloud. Because there's certain avedis when a person is in it, he thinks back to when he was in that matzav of ched. People that daven, they bow all the way down to mafriya. Don't bow all the way down to say dalchek. The Shulchan Aruch says, bow down enough that it shouldn't stir you. Because if you're phenomenon with holding your, that your, the whole back, your angebegin, you'll be phenomenon with varm chitzayim. Because achavida is, you have to throw away avedis. Hashlocha, throw it away. And when you decide if you're in the matzah that you really have chanota, think for yourself that you're throwing away avedis, that you'll never, never do it again. And realize that the price you pay, chas v'shalom, if you're not there. You should go together with the shliach tzibah. Wherever the shliach tzibah is, that's where you should go. Don't go. Whatever you can, if you could stay with it, you should stay together with the shliach tzibah. Somebody asked Rabbi Sol Salanter, what should you do the whole Yom Kippur? At the whole Yom Kippur, you can't be. He says, at least think a plan. What's your plan? How are you going to shtel zechavek? You have to think a plan. How am I going to shtel the next year? How is it going to go? Vivet zechavek shlom. Shas tefillah, in the tefillah itself, a man shall mispal zayin in his mind, he should think of himself, hashtetzach, zayin froi, and every one of his children separately. A man shall tatata, and a mama, zayda, above him, as much as you could see it. A lot of people, you know, it's going to be too much. But at least daig about yourself and about your family. It's a tefillah, you have to have a tremendous amount of amelus in the tefillah. You shouldn't do anything else that's mafriya. And that you should say the tefillah as much as you can with the whole regish that you can. Avinu Malkeinu, the Chazal say, we can't say Avinu Malkeinu Shabbos except for Nila. It's a moiridigat tefillah. Avinu Malkeinu, it's the ganze shmoneser, where it's office. Then you have to put in the tremendous, tremendous avoida for tomorrow. It's going to be to Shabbos, Melosnish, or Benila, Losmiya. But the Yud Gimel Midas, every time you go through the Yud Gimel Midas, as much as you can to feel Hashem, Hashem, the Tzveita, Hashem. That's how Chuskim is Ani Hashem Achrecha. The Sun of Tokiv is a very pure tefillah. It's a Reina tefillah, it's a Helika tefillah. And everybody in Gans Klaisel, Zongadum, we say this with Bechi, we say it with Tverin. Those that have a Talasim is so much easier. You just hide yourself in your talis and you cry your heart out as the Yev should give you one more chance. When there's Hefsek, especially those that have an early in the Sikkim, there's hours of Hefsek. At that time, you should say Tilim, before the Kents. And you should say as much tilim as you possibly can. Yedavot is a mitzvah, and yedavot is a gvaldik bakosha. One of the most important things is that you have to realize that the Eibush will be moichel you. If you're not maimin that the Eibush is moichel you, chas v'sholom. You have to, now, benila. Nila is this mesiras nefesh. This is the end. It's mamish when they close the door. It's such a helika tzeit. A man should be phenomenal only with what he has to, and nila. Don't lose your trend of thought, even for a fraction of a second, and prepare yourself whatever you need that you shouldn't have to go out. Fashtez have to use the base hakisi beforehand, you shouldn't have any mafnim, and you should be able to say nili with a ganze lev, with a machsha. So, when you say Shema Yisrael, a person should close his eyes and feel that it's being nereg al kiddush Hashem, of those state to lecha rainu kol ayoyim diyevish is mashavit, is mamish like you're nereg al kiddush Hashem. And when you say Hashem u'lekin, a lot of people are phenomenal, 1, 2, 3, and a bit with the fingers counted to get to 7. Hashem Ulekin, this is the ultimate. Run back your fingers. If you have a problem, you don't know where you're up to because of your power of concentration. What you should do by that in your maza, you should make 7 dots, one under the other one. And then go with your fingers like this. You took care of that if you can't have your power of concentration. Most people can know where they're up to. And then you scream, you yell, the ganze neshama get the rice, but you say, Hashem Ulekin. And you maimed b'munu shleim as the Eibusha all the kim b'sruo the Eibusha get the roof and the selach tikid v'recha. What's a Yom Kippur? Just a few minukudas. A person shouldn't be chas v'shalom mavid b'ashen noisenly. Now the old Esther says that people that dance after Yom Kippur, it could be that in that tanzerai they're happy that it's over. And he says the subtzot toyal l'shoyens chas v'shalom toyal l'shoyens, you're happy it's over, you lost all Yom Kippur. It's hitzach with the dancing. Person should prevail at the time of Talmud Torah, is connected kulam, and right away you should jump into a mitzvah, do a mitzvah. Those tzaddikim that do with the sukkah, which it says you should do something with sukkah, but it shouldn't be a chav lachenim, people take out breath and the tzchach, and people are exhausted, neighbors, they want to go to sleep, you wake people up, it's mamash, mitzvah baba aveda. The person has to make sure that his chas v'shom shouldn't be, and he shouldn't have any klikas earl from then until sukkahs. And the person should be in a muridik or high matzav and should keep the renkite as much as he possibly can forever. Just being the same with a klein of mice as soon as safer. A marshal. Rav Shimi sold poison. He was a Rav from Shafran. So in Shtot, he was the Rosh Hashiva there. He said it with this. He said he was a melech. It's a marshal, but it's a gewaldige marshal. It's a melech that had a mesholis. And he asked the mesholis, do me a favor, clean the crown. So the mesholis went and he took his cleaning gewaldig, the crown. There were so many stones in the king's crown. So Chazish can't die in Halton. So he went and he took out one stone, he put it in his pocket. He didn't know that the king was looking from the window to see how he does it. He goes, it's hungry. The kesef and the melech. Choose your avedis back. You do such avedis. No. The person did the foolish and the shortest, you know, he didn't think. He just put it in. Good. The king asked back for the crown and he put it on his head. He put the crown on his head. It was very naked that stone was missing. The guy didn't even know how to be a normal gana because it was so boiled that it was missing. But okay, the king put it on his head. He called the Tsar. He told the Tsar, bring in that Mishoris, tell him I'd like to speak to him. The Mishoris comes in, Oi, hata chatra pachat chodem. The stone is in his pocket and he sees it's missing by the event. So the king says, you know, I watched the way you did it and you did such a beautiful job. So the guy, he couldn't take it. He says, you know, I want you to clean the chandeliers in the big chamber over here because I see you so good. And mentioned she can't. He said, the king Zichr knows, how could you not see? And he says, he saw me. So right away he started crying. He starts crying, Adoni HaMelech, I did such a terrible, terrible aveda, please forgive me. Zayma Moichel. So the king says, it's no problem. This time you needed it because you don't have enough money for your family, so you took the stone. Don't worry, I'm Moichel you. Come up a few steps to me and let me and put the stone back into my crown. See, he was so afraid, so the king bent down his head. And he says, please put in the stone, and I'll give you a very, very high position. And the person was so fashion, but that's what the king did, and he gave him a high position. Every day there's a basko of a state. Admosai psoim tohovim pesi, voyesov van marish, shuvu bonu shevovim epem yishuvu sechem. Come and do tshuva. And I mentioned village talk tshuva. He does Vedas, all of a sudden he realized, Gevalt, what did he do? The Eish says, come my kin, come to me. The kid's so Hashem, he doesn't want to be so Hashem. So the Eish says, I'll give you a high position. I'll give you such a high position, come. But still, he doesn't have enough strength. So he says, come, take the diamond, put it back into my crown. He said, until the king goes down. He comes down. The Eish goes down to the person, and then the person puts back the stone. And then the person gets a very high position. And the person gets all of a sudden excited. The Eishes says, come, do tshuva. And sometimes the person doesn't want to. He says, Fashem. And then he gives him a high position. You say, hey, well, I've lost it. A person has to realize this. The Eishes adventures all, every one of us. Whatever preparation you do is going to be Nechshav and Shemayim Gevaldik. The Eishes should open up into the hearts of that from now until to Yom Kippur. We should write to have the Gevaldik HaChona. And Yom Kippur, we should open up our hearts. It should be in Gansan often, in Gansan often. You know, when they go around to Sefer Torah, it's a Gevaldik and it's Chus. It says you're supposed to take the Sefer Torah, you should touch it with your 10 fingers. And it's, okay, I don't want to leave the Kabbalah in Yonim with Pasha the people, but at least Kush the Sefer Torah and Yes the Torah from Mechila. We were invited the Torah the whole year, Sai with the Limud and Sai with the Kima Mitzvahs. And the Torah, Chivik Sach, he's Pasha Ba'aforim. The Torah was the Chas Hashem. What we did to the Torah, that fed the Torah from Mechila. The Torah is the Metzias Amiti. The Evshon's bench, Nabolotar, Messiah, Messiah, we should be Zerchel, Fnei Hashem, for Torah.